I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I mean, if we really would have wanted to get to the show, we would have gotten to the show right out of the gate. You wouldn't have sat there telling people why we need to get to the show, Morales. Come on. I know you're golfing on a Friday, but good Lord. Good afternoon. It's Sedano, Elsie, and Cap with you here on 710 ESPN. Am I right about this, Cap?
It's Friday. It's going to be a great day. We're going to have a ton of fun. People are going to win stuff. It's going to be a great day. Going to an amazing weekend coming up.
Yeah. LZ, how you feeling about this weekend? You feeling good? Not there yet? Okay, it's fine. So here's what we got for you. So I was driving in earlier today, Scott, and I was listening to Mason and Momo because Ireland's on vacation for the All-Star break. And Momo says, you know, Mace, I've just been really, like, too nice to you today. So I decided to call in. And I decided to take part in the conversation, make fun of Mace a little bit, you know, get that those juices flowing, because I think Mace is better when he's on the defensive and he's punching back. So, but I found out, I ran into a bit that they were doing. Now, Briones and Braunstein, I believe, are still here. Now, what was the bit? Like, you guys were trying to question who Mason was equivalent to on the Lakers?
Yeah, it kind of came up with the caller, since it's F It Friday. They just, you know, Mason was like, you know what, I'm like the LeBron of 710 ESPN. I'm the most important guy on the station. That's kind of where it started.
Okay, and then, so where did you guys rank him?
I said Jared Dudley. Why?
Oh, Jared Dudley?
Dude, he's a veteran. He's just chilling. He takes days off. Like, he does that, man.
And I said KCP because he tends to disappear at the most important moments sometimes.
Good Lord. That is so mean, okay? Mason is at the very least Alex Caruso. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
No
I'm just
way.
Kidding.
No, he doesn't have that kind of... No. He doesn't have that sort of hustle. He doesn't have that sort of... give it all he got. He doesn't have the clutchness possibility.
No.
He don't have
it. I mean, we had a listener call Momo THT because everybody wants to listen to her.
Yeah, that is true. Everybody wants to listen to Momo. That is absolutely no doubt about that. But no, see, Mason, look, I've always said he's the most important person at this radio station, and I stand by that. Now, but if I'm comparing him to a Laker, guys, I think that he can't be LeBron because LeBron plays all 82, man. And we all know Steve Mason ain't playing 82, okay? Let's be real here. Mason takes as much vacation as he can and then some. So I'm going to say because of that, I'll give him like AD status because he's OG from the station, deserves the love. But he ain't around enough to be LeBron.
Plus, Momo says he's the boss. Like, come on. Like, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
Because she went like, LeBron.
Is this what we've been relegated to? Is this what happens now?
What's that?
Because we're having extreme technical difficulties. Poor Jorge. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, are you okay? Because we were just laughing about something that bit they were doing with Mason in Ireland.
No. It was... Scott and I were on the same... Scott was on three when I was supposed to be on three and he was supposed to be on two and we couldn't figure it out.
Who's on first?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Look, let's do this. Let's peel back a layer here. Because, audience, we're all family here, okay? So let me explain something to you. We're trying to do our best around here, okay? The entire station deals with this, okay?
The world. Because the whole world is dealing with this.
For sure, but yeah. I'm just specifically talking about what we have to deal with.
I just wanted to be inclusive.
No, all. Thank you. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
He's rainbow on the inside, he says.
Yes, yeah, no doubt. We're all going through this together. We're going through it together. But what I'm saying is here at the station, every one of us is in a completely different location. Poor Jorge, and I think Braunstein sounded like he was at the studio as well.
Yeah, I'm here.
Laura's at the studio, but like Mason and Ireland are in different locations. Everyone's in different locations. So some days, because we're depending on technology, it may be a little clunky, okay? But God bless you. You're here with us, and we love you, and thank you for it. And we're doing our best, okay? Which is basically, I think, what you were saying, LZ.
We're doing the best we can, man. Just like Coming to America 2. It did the best it could.
Oh, man, it's getting killed.
No, it's don't do that. Killed.
It is just getting destroyed.
Don't
by
say
everybody.
That.
I'm telling
no!
you.
No!
I'm just telling you the way it is. Listen to me. I want Coming to America 2 or Coming to America.
Spit
I want
hot
it to
fire.
Be great. I want it to be as great as Coming to America 1. I've made my Friday night about sitting down and watching this movie, and everything I read is the movie sucks.
I won't go so far to say it sucks. I would just say there is a sucky noise in the vicinity when it is playing.
Now, LZ, you've seen the movie, right?
No, I can't make it all the way through the first time. I have to go
no,
back.
No, that's not a good endorsement either.
No. Think of it. Don't think of it as like it's terrible. Think of it more like a buffet that you go to, get some, and then go sit down, and you go back and get some more because you can't eat all of it at once.
That's a positive spin.
That's a positive
spin. That is
spin.
A very positive spin. Because sometimes you go to a buffet, like if it's a fancy buffet and it's an expensive buffet, you're like, I'm going to eat every dollar worth of this buffet, but this movie doesn't sound like you're going to eat every dollar's worth.
No, wait. Is it like Golden Corral buffet or is it like Vegas buffet?
Well, listen, as soon as you say buffet, I'm already looking at you side-eye.
Well, especially after COVID, for sure.
Especially after COVID.
Never go back. Never will I go back.
Old Country Buffet, it's no. over, baby. Goodbye. I don't know. It's
good. See you later. All those crab legs, maybe.
I don't know.
None of that. See you later.
Yeah. It's going to be a hell of a sneeze guard.
Even a salad bar, Kaplan. Is that what you said? I wouldn't even do a salad bar moving forward.
Salad place went out of business. What was the name of that salad joint that kids would go to? I hated it all the time. But there's a salad place went out of business during COVID.
Careful before Morales tells us it's a sponsor.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, the father above us, of course, will just chime in.
I love the fact that he knows that, though. That's the funny part is that I start down a path, and then he gets in my ear, that's a sponsor, be careful. And I'm like, damn it, how is this possible?
It really is insane when you think about it. Speaking of insane, how insane would it be if Blake Griffin came back to L.A.?
I don't know if Steve Ballmer's going to have that.
No. I'm talking about hashtag Team Petty and the Lakers found a way to sign Blake Griffin.
I like the way your devious mind is working, Sedano. There's no way. Is there?
I don't think so, man. Come on, really?
Do you troll down? Don't you troll up? Aren't you supposed to troll up?
Well, here's the deal, okay? So the Lakers have the least amount of money available to give him, okay? I don't know what his actual buyout numbers are, and Greg, if you know that, please tell me. But, I mean, he had like $70 or $80 million left on that deal with Detroit. So it doesn't matter. I mean, if it were me, right, if I were that deep, you know what I mean, and I got my money, and I've already had a $100 million contract, I'm going the best place I can to win. Aren't you, Cap?
Yeah, of course. Listen, I'm not suggesting that this is a money play for a guy like Blake. The question really comes down to this. Does he fit? Is he a piece of a puzzle that would work for the Lakers? And listen, he's invisible to me in Detroit the last couple of years. And so I really would have to wonder, is he a fit for this Laker team? Does he really help? Does he make a contribution? If I'm Blake Griffin, I'm like, yeah, I'll go to the Lakers as long as LeBron will welcome me. Hell yeah, I'll go.
Well, listen, I believe that we've seen enough of Blake to know that he's not above petty. He's not above trolling. He's not above being a practical joker. He might actually enjoy taking the absolute less because in his mind, he's making the most of it. There is that aspect of his personality. Now, I don't know anything about his agent.
You mean the stand-up comedy part that he likes to do? I mean, the comedy store's right here. You know what I mean?
You've seen his some of his antics, you know, whether it's with fans or with players where he's trying to pretend as if, you know, oh, I didn't do that. Like the one fan with the water, he pretended like he was raising his hands up and he really was just throwing water on the kid and stuff like that. Like, there's a part of him that does enjoy being that dude. And so, to your point, Sedano, if he decides that the most important thing to me is to troll the team that embarrassed the hell out of me, then maybe he does come back to L.A. Maybe he does take the minimum and become a Laker.
I do it. I mean, listen, if LeBron will have me and will welcome me and will allow me to share a locker room with him and put on the same jersey and pass him the ball, I don't really care about the money because I've already gotten paid. But I'm still questioning, does he really fit?
Well, that is the other part of the conversation, right? Because what we need isn't necessarily what Blake Griffin has to offer. Mm-hmm. If we were to get Blake, that would be extra for stuff we already have.
Right.
And sometimes it's good. Like, I'm never going to turn down bacon. So if Blake Griffin is bacon, give me some more bacon. Mm-hmm. But what we need is some bread.
Right.
Otherwise, we can't get a BLT.
Right.
So I'm never going to turn down the bacon.
But that's what Blake is.
Yeah, he's more bacon, which is great.
Especially at this stage of his career.
Yes, which I love bacon. Yeah. Give me more.
Yeah.
But if I want the BLT, I'm going to need some bread.
I mean, we know you like bacon, Kaplan, because you thought it was a cold cut.
Well, I'll just say this in advance. You know, Rabbi, I apologize, but I love bacon. There's nothing I can do about it. But LZ, he's kind of like turkey bacon. You know, it's like, you know, he's kind of a bacon substitute. And he's just a little bit cleaner and leaner. Yeah. And I'm supposed to eat it because I know I want bacon, but I'm really not. I shouldn't eat bacon. But yeah, I just don't know that Blake is a need. I don't think that he fulfills a hole.
No, he's not a need.
Wait.
That's what I'm saying. He's not a need.
What we need
is bread.
Yeah,
but I love bacon.
Yeah, correct. You are 100% right, LZ. Right. But I want to expand on this turkey bacon Blake comparison. So are you saying that Blake isn't as good anymore, so that's why you went turkey bacon, because turkey bacon isn't as good as bacon?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
I just wanted
to make sure we were on the same wavelength here.
As long as you don't call him Tofurky or like or some of that other – what did you say, Greg?
I said faking.
Fakin.
What do you mean? No, there is no such thing as fakin.
there is no such thing.
I do not believe you there is a product called fakin, because if it is, I am buying all the stock in it. Because it's such a great name.
Fake bacon. Yeah, fakin. Fake bacon.
No, but is there a brand called fakin? Please tell me there is.
I'll find it for you.
I don't think there's a brand called
Oh, man, then we need to start it right now. Yeah. Go get on that copyright.
FACON.com. I want to buy the URL right now.
Yeah.
Right here. Listen. Light Life. Fakin' Bacon Organic Smoky Tempest Strips. 6 ounces.
Organic. Are you calling Blake an organic smoked tempest strip? Is that what you're suggesting?
Bacon.
Is that what you're calling him, Scott?
He's a step above that, so he's turkey. Is that what you're saying to us?
He's turkey bacon, this guy.
Okay, there. He's in the middle of those two extremes. Fine.
Laker fans, do you want someone who's just above smoked tempery strips?
Hell no.
Right, fake it. Laura, would you want Blake back?
Hell no. Mm-mm.
You don't want him with the Lakers, is what you're saying.
Yeah, no Lakers, for sure. Well, he said Lakers, so I said hell no.
Right.
We like the authentic stuff. No fake stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
real
true.
Bacon, though. Not
that conversation is going in a different direction. I don't know if you guys were following.
She likes the real thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I got you, girl. I got you.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, LZ. Mm-hmm. What about Ballmer? Can he make amends with Blake?
Well, I don't know. Because the difference, see, Dan Gilbert and LeBron didn't make up. They just each had their individual desires that they understood they needed each other to fulfill. So they didn't get over, you know, the bad breakup. They just set the bad breakup aside for the children. Now, on this side, when it comes to Ballmer and with Blake, does Blake want to win a championship for the city of Los Angeles? And if he does, is it paramount to him to do it for the Clippers? Based upon the last images that I saw of them, I would say no. But I've never done any reporting on this. I've never had a conversation with him about this. So I don't know what really motivates him. It's because for some guys, it is important to win a chip for the team that drafts you.
Right.
For some guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if Blake is one of those dudes.
But
I
mean, flip it around, though. For Ballmer,
yeah.
Do you care? I mean, do you really honestly care?
I don't think Ballmer cares.
I don't think Ballmer cares. No, I don't think Ballmer
cares. It's about Blake.
This is about Blake.
Right. Exactly. So does Blake joining the Clippers take them all of a sudden to another level up that you go, oh, wait a second. Oh, Clippers just got much better.
No, it adds just another layer of for them. And they're, you know, they're also, they could use some size, you know, and even though he's not size like a center, I think he's size, he's girth, right? Enough.
He's girth.
And
he still,
he can still rebound the
ball.
The
show is taking a turn.
It's Friday, for crying out loud, dude.
It's Friday, LG. It's Wonder Friday, baby.
It is.
You know, it was supposed to be Coming to America Friday, but instead it's going to be Wonder Vision Friday.
No, we'll get there. We'll get there. But he's enough girth where I don't think what we saw in Detroit is the real him. I think he was like, this place sucks. This place is going nowhere. I need to get the hell out of here, and I'll play the requisite amount of minutes to keep me in shape. And I feel like I'm not going to go hard. I'm not going to injure myself, so I can give myself a chance with a new team.
Well,
that's how I feel Blake.
That's a big question. So listen, think about it like this. I'll just make a comparison. When Randy Moss, old school here, played for the Raiders, remember how that was Randy Moss who wasn't really giving you everything he had? But then when he got to New England, you were like, oh, Randy Moss is Randy Moss again. Could Blake Griffin become Blake Griffin again? Could he have not been Blake Griffin because he was in Detroit and he was in a bad spot? I, at this point, will tell you, I'll have a hard time believing he's ever going to go anywhere near what he once was.
No.
But might he be rejuvenated and care and give you everything he got? And then could he make a contribution?
Well, I do believe that he could make a very positive contribution for a lot of teams that's in need of what he could bring. And when it comes to the Lakers, George, I'm just stuck on the fact that he's not what we need. We'll have more of what we have. And sometimes that can work too in terms of winning a championship, overwhelming them with your strengths as opposed to trying to compensate for your weaknesses. But that's not how we won last year. We won last year with balance. And right now we're a little unbalanced.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I'm not opposed to that. Let's open it up to the fans. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Is Blake turkey bacon? Would you that's one. Would you care to have Blake on your team? You're a Laker fan. You're a Clipper fan. Like, how do you feel all that potentially plays out? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Oh, no, there's another review about Coming to America, too.
Bad, huh? It's not good.
All right, we'll do that in 2.5 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Always, like, you see, he was gonna get through that, and then he gave you the little zinger right at the end.
Yeah, you gotta love it. It's like cilantro, just a little flavor.
And I can't stand cilantro.
You can't?
You can't?
What? Mm-mm.
Don't like
What's
it.
What's wrong
is
with
this
you?
Now, oh, What's I was just to you? Say, like, is this a cultural thing? But Greg has come
Greg
over the top
in,
to defend
said,
white people.
Ew.
What is it? Yes. Everybody has to like the same stuff. Come on.
I didn't like the way you said it.
Yeah, I just don't like cilantro.
See, like that, all dismissive.
Yeah, it is like, dismissive of the cilantro.
Put it this way, if I were ordering it at a restaurant, I saw it on the menu, I'd be like, hey, can you like not put cilantro? Like, no onions, no cilantro. Thank you.
No onions and no cilantro.
Let me redo this for you. Hey, can you, I really love that dish. Can you remove all the seasoning and flavors? And
all the flavor. Move all the flavor. Just keep it as bland as possible.
The onions are going to give me acid reflux.
Oh, come on. Just take something, man. They got stuff for that. Just don't take Zantac, because then you're going to end up in a lawsuit or something. Mm.
Do you take your steak well done, too?
No.
Like fully well done?
No, I do not.
Okay.
You don't compare the protein to the produce.
Okay.
Ooh, look at you dropping bars.
You're taking away all the flavor. Just saying.
Oh, today's Friday.
Monday cap. This is Friday cap. Friday cap. Can we get Friday cap on Monday?
Yeah.
It is Friday.
There we go. All right, let's get to the phones. People want to chime in on Blake. Do you want Blake back? It's very simple. Whether you're a Laker fan or you're a Clipper fan, it doesn't matter.
George, let me tell you something. Before we do this, really quickly.
Oh, yeah, please, the Papa Shot. Yeah.
I want to tell everybody, if you're listening right now, you have the advantage of those who will listen later on. At 6:40 this evening, we're going to give away this $369 Papa Shot, the Lakers deal. It's awesome. You can visit Pop, P-O-P-A, popashop.net for more information. So, look, I'm going to give away question number one right now to everybody who's listening.
Okay.
What delicious food did LZ compare Blake Griffin to?
There you
and
go.
The answer is?
LZ.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Okay. So there you go.
Bacon. That's question number one. So
already, you know, we're giving you the answers to the correct test if you're paying attention.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. So let's do it. So that's at 6:40 today. We're giving away that Papa Shot, that Lakers Papa Shot. So let's go to Eric and Covina on Blake. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. I'm a huge Laker fan. Honestly, I don't think Blake is what the Lakers need. If I had a choice, I would love for them to go after Andre Drummond. I know he's not bought out yet. I know there's rumors of him getting bought out. So if the Lakers had a choice, I would say go after Drummond. If they can't get Drummond, then I would say try to go after Blake, but don't be signing him for a huge contract if they can try to get him on a vet min or something like that.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. LZ, what do you think?
Well, listen, he's not getting a lot of money from the Lakers because we don't have it to give.
Right. So, only $810,000. That's what the Lakers have, so $810,000.
This is about two things if you're Blake, if you come to the Lakers. This is about, number one, the best chance you believe of winning a championship. Mm-hmm. And then number two, the opportunity to win a championship at the expense of the team that embarrassed the hell out of you in front of everybody when they shipped you to Detroit after they told you you're going to be governor of California. Like, those are the only two reasons why you would take it, because it can't be a monetary thing.
Right, because $810,000 is what he's carrying around in his pocket in cash right now. So
right.
So
probably.
So the money is not the issue.
I would recommend, Scott, that he puts it in Bitcoin. That's just me personally.
Well,
I'm not giving away financial advice, by the way. I'm just saying for Blake, not for me or
what's
you.
He gonna do? Walk around with his Bitcoin wallet and try and pay at the bar with his, you guys take Bitcoin here? Okay. But I think that to LZ's point, the bigger question is, and the bigger issue is, does Blake want to take a chance to not just win, but simultaneously stick it to the Clipper organization? That, to me, would be the motivated Blake that I'd rather have. Rather than, oh, we paid him, so he's here. I'd rather have the, he wants to win, he wants to stick it to those guys.
Let's check out Paul then, real quick. What's up, Paul?
How's it going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up, brother?
I think that Blake, he still is I think he still could be, if he's a healthy, a 15-8-4 guy. And I feel like that's a solid contributor. And I feel like the Lakers should go after him and try to get him in, because you wouldn't want Philly or Phoenix or maybe even Brooklyn to grab him at the minimum, because he has also have a chance to win there.
Right.
Also.
And Brooklyn, Paul, Brooklyn is the favorite, and thank you for the call. So, and look, he's got, LZ, he's got the relationship with DeAndre, so I think that helps too, for sure.
I mean, it helps, but again, what's the real motivation for Blake? Now, if it's just to win a championship and he believes that the, Brooklyn Nets has the best shot of that, then yeah, he's probably going to go and do that. But if he's looking at the 2-for-1, win a chip and do it at the expense of Ballmer and the Clippers, I think that's going to be a bigger motivation for him based upon the personality that he has shown almost since he got into the league.
Still don't think he's coming to the Lakers. I mean, I really don't.
The different question, Cap, do the Lakers want him?
That's exactly right.
That's the other question.
Yes.
Like, it's that part.
That's right. Because if you're the Lakers, we're sitting here talking about, would we want him on the Lakers? Does he fit? Does he not fit? Why would he want to be here? But the question really is, do the Lakers look at Blake Griffin and go, with him, we fit him into this thing. Now we're back, man. We're so much more a favorite now because we got Blake. No, listen, main concentration, one thing and one thing only, get AD healthy and get him back on the floor.
Yeah,
that's it.
For sure.
Right. For
yeah,
sure.
No doubt.
For sure. And if they go after Blake, maybe that's telling us they're not quite so sure about the health of AD going forward.
Perhaps.
If they go after Blake, right. with like hellfire and everything else.
Right, 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 right. Which, well, I don't know. With 810 grand, it's not like I don't know if you have hellfire.
Well, hellfire if you add in some Bitcoin, right?
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, or you ask the Dodgers to help pay them. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Guggenheim, come on, let's go.
Come on, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. All right, let's go to Rachel in L.A. Rachel.
Hey, okay, I got a few things to say. Okay. Not to rehash, but I would order more cilantro, so I'm with you, LZ.
Thank you.
And, okay, I think what we need to do is, like you said, get AD healthy, play our depth. We've got some great, great guys off the bench. But I think Blake would be good with the chemistry and energy, but there's a reason why he's been invisible. It's not just Detroit. It's that he's like injured all the time, and he's averaging only, I think, don't quote me, but like 26 minutes, something like that, when he does play. And I do think he would do better with us, but I think we should wait. Correct me if I'm wrong, but next postseason and the season after that, like, it's going to be a lot of options on the table. So we should save our money. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend, young lady. So here's what I would say. Next year's not going to matter, because if you just sign him to the minimum, you're just signing him for the rest of the year. So there's that part of it, which I think is advantageous for any of these teams. But to LZ's point earlier, Scott, you know, the Lakers have the least amount of money of the five teams. It's 810 grand. Then the Clippers would have like three and change, the biannual exception, but they'd have to make a deal or at least a move first to free that up. And then after that, I think it's like the Heat, the Nets, and the Warriors by far have the most money. They have like 9 million. But like the Heat has like 4.7. The Nets have 5.7, or maybe that's flipped. Either way, the point is, you know, I don't think money should factor into it for him. I think LZ's point of going to the place where you can win the most. If he chose the place with the most money, would that? How would you feel about that?
Well, it sounds like the place with the most money is New Jersey, or Brooklyn, rather. And it sounds like, you know, they are number two, number three, number four. I mean, when it comes to people's favorites to win. So you could probably kill two birds with one stone and go, I'm going to get the most money, and I'm going to play for a championship contender. I think we maybe ought to consider that we should want Blake to go back to the Clippers, because just the potential dysfunctionality amongst the personalities, that might be very entertaining to watch.
I mean, I don't know about the entertainment value of watching, but I do know that it would say a lot about Ballmer, and it would say even more about Blake.
I agree. Yeah, because, look, I still wouldn't have forgiven Dan Gilbert if I were LeBron, and that's just me talking as
right,
me.
Right, exactly. And when I look at, you know, again, it was really embarrassing because they heaped it on.
Right, you're our guy, you're the best player in franchise history, we're going to put your jersey in the rafters, and then like 5 minutes later, it's like, yo, man, hope you like Detroit, pack a coat.
Exactly. He lost a Kardashian over it, or a Jenner or something.
He did.
Like, everything changed,
yeah,
and it happened
real quick.
Within the same year.
Yeah, yeah, real quick. All right, we can continue taking those calls at 877-710-ESPN. Jerry Harrison Jr. is going to join us at 5 o'clock. We'll talk some Dodger baseball with him, because Dodger baseball is here, man, and it's fun for sure. And Ariel Helwani will join us at 6 o'clock. Big UFC this weekend. We'll get into that with him, so stick around for that. This portion of the show presented by Alignment Health Plan, changing healthcare one person at a time. But we got our game coming up next. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Next on 710 ESPN, back in 2.5.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, fellas, let's start off here. We're going to do a little bit of music for you. In 1955, Elvis Presley made his television debut on the weekend show, The Louisiana Hayride. Scott, is Elvis Presley overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
Ooh. This is going to be an interesting conversation.
Like, yes, it will.
I love the reaction. I love both of you guys. Ooh, whoa, ooh.
This is like asking Chris Fowler about Tebow.
Right.
That's what. They-
Okay, here it goes. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Presley is.
Get it right, Scott. Please, Jesus, get it right.
Overrated.
Wow.
Wow.
I feel like that's an upset, but go ahead.
It is an upset. It is an upset. Wow. Go on.
I just feel like, you know, you got to look at the whole body of work. You know, I mean, really, it just at the end, the fat jumpsuit Elvis is what's kind of stuck in my head rather than the early good looking, you know, the dance move Elvis. You ever see the move where his leg moves side to side to side, and then all of a sudden it stops and then he takes his hands and he has to move it again? I'm doing that dance move right now, LZ, just so you know.
Is it on tape? Because it didn't happen if it's not on tape.
That's probably
true. No, we saw one on tape, and we can get to that in a little bit.
I'm going to just go with Elvis being, all these years later, I'm going to go overrated.
Okay, I agree, LZ. First of all, he gets heralded as the quote-unquote king of rock and roll. And, you know, I don't believe there is a true king of rock and roll. I think the Beatles were kind of that first crazy rock and roll band, right? That, like, really transcended across different genres and whatnot. So I don't consider him that, even though people do. His movies stunk, okay? I've actually seen a few of them. They are the worst things ever. And to Scott's point, his fashion choices. Early on, great. Later on in life, very strange. And the jumpsuits, I just didn't get it. So that's where I'm at on it.
I believe he is properly rated
within
the culture that is America. America has a long history of elevating or rewarding white artists for doing black work. And rock and roll was invented by black people.
Right.
And Elvis Presley, to his credit, at least acknowledged that. So that's fine and dandy. But I say he's properly rated because even though, obviously, you know, cultural appropriation is something that turns my innards, the simple fact that he was so successful with what he was doing and that he was even embraced by black artists who were cognizant of the fact they knew what was happening means that he has a certain degree of street cred that may actually have been John B. before John B.
Oh, look at that. Or Sean McVay.
Or Sean McVay. So I'm going to say he's properly rated because he was able to maximize what is obviously a despicable aspect of our culture, which is not actually acknowledging the creators of these art forms that we so much love in this country.
No doubt. Greg, what's next?
Yeah, he's overrated. Shohei Ohtani pitched today.
I wish Key would have been here to help with that because he would have just been like, man, I wasn't even born.
Exactly.
Right, that's part of the problem for guys like us. When we talk about overrated, it's like, yeah, I never really, like, in my life got to see, like, primetime Elvis. Like, I saw tapes of it in black and white, but I wasn't living.
But here's what you need to know. You know who he is. You know what he looks like at various stages of his life.
Right.
You know his songs. And yet you claim not to be a fan.
Know his ex-wife, his daughter, you know it all.
Exactly. Yeah. So clearly he's, you know, it is what it is.
He is, to what your point, a cultural icon.
Greg, what's next?
All right. So Shohei Ohtani of the Angels pitched today, and he is coming off of Tommy John surgery, by the way, as well.
Yes.
He pitched to 10 batters and he in 1 2/3 innings, and he struck out 5. LZ, is Shohei Ohtani and being a two-way player in baseball overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
Oh, we know it's overrated, man. Come on, it's overrated. And I'm disappointed, like a lot of people, not as disappointed as the Angels, obviously. But, you know, the reality is that he is talented on both sides of the ball. Both sides of the game, he's extremely talented. But there's a reason why no one's really been able to do it. And he's going through it right now. So a decision needs to be made. And if there's a situation where the Angels find themselves in 18 innings or something like that and they need a pitcher, then they can throw him in.
Right.
But I would not continue to try to stretch him thin when if you just had him concentrate on one, he could be among the best of the best.
Well, to that point, LZ and Scott, what I would say to you as we kind of move it around is I agree with LZ because I just think that baseball specifically, okay, you want to talk about specialization of children, right, in sports and athletics. baseball, as far as the team sports is concerned, I think is the one that started way before everyone else. Like, mm-hmm. we've seen AAU and 7-on-7, you know, over the last several decades. Man, you can go to travel baseball back like 100 years, basically, almost. You know what I mean? Like, so I think because of that, to LZ's point, specialization has made guys so much better over all these decades that I just think it's hard to try to pull off both and be elite at both.
Ohtani, overrated. And here's the deal. It was a very, very cute experiment. Bring a guy over. He could do it over there. Can he do it over here? Can he play in Major League Baseball? Of course he can. Can he be a really good player? I think he probably can. But unfortunately, the human body is probably not going to be able to do all the things. You just use the word specialization. You know, there used to be guys in the NFL, this is the world I used to live in, that would kick field goals, kick off, and punt. Now, there's punter just punts, and the kicker just kicks because everybody's become a specialist. I liked the idea of Ohtani. I thought it was really interesting, but if he can't stay healthy, the whole thing is overrated. Is he a ball player or a sideshow? Make a decision.
I like it. All right. Do we have one more, or do we have? We got to go?
Yeah, I got one more. One for each of you. So we'll start with you, George, this time. Twitter is working on an undo send button. And it is going to have a timer to allow you to set an amount of time where you can decide, I don't actually want to send this. So you can send it, and then a bar will go across saying, no, 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 you know what? I don't want to do that.
I know a certain elected official who may have benefited from that feature.
So I'm going to go underrated, because I'll tell you this. You know, to quote our friend Herm Edwards, don't press send, okay? And look, I think sometimes even for editing purposes, like maybe I've had a glass or two too many of wine by the time the Lakers game is over, and I may misspell something, or I may leave a word out of a sentence because I'm trying to figure out how I want to compose it because there's been a little too much Chianti or Cabernet that night. So yeah, giving me a few seconds to go, oh yeah, I spelled that wrong, or I missed the word that or something, I'm good on that.
I agree with you. I'm in an industry that, if you're a good writer, then that means you have a great editor. And, and sometimes, you know, the editor can be yourself if you have enough time to stop yourself and save yourself from yourself. So I love the fact that, you know, Twitter is looking at ways to not just make itself better, but actually to help us be better too.
Please, yes. That's the problem. These places have not – they've let us – run roughshod, and the worst of us has come out because of social media.
But the inability to edit on Twitter, you know, so, you know, it's either you tweet it, and if you don't like it, you delete it. And by the way, if you've said something that you regret, then it's like, oh no. And then by the time you've deleted it, there's somebody somewhere on planet Earth that for some reason took a screenshot of your tweet. And you're like, but I deleted it. Yeah, and it was only there for 5 seconds. I know, but somebody got it, and now you're a jerk. So I like the idea of constantly creating iterations of platforms. I'm very into that. But listen, you say things, you publish things, you got to live with those consequences.
Agreed. No, I agree, but I'm just saying, like, I do think that it gives you, like, if you're going to be one of those people, to LZ's point, that is a bit outlandish, you know, sometimes, and you're doing things for effect, you know what I mean? I think that may get you to not tweet one or two things. I'm not saying it's going to change your personality, but it may stop you from doing a few that could be really harmful, you know?
I got to be honest with you. I would take advantage of that feature.
Yeah, I mean, it's not taking advantage of it. It's actually just being smart.
Correct.
Like, just be smart. Like,
correct.
It could be certainly a good tool.
We should have that feature on text messaging, too. Like, you know how many times I've said things to my ex-wife, and just as I'm about to push send, I'm like, don't do that. Okay,
Many times have you hit send, and you're like, that's the wrong thing, or the wrong person. You text the wrong person, the little line's going. You're like, no, come back, line.
How many times have you told them to come over, but you gave them the wrong time, and you're like going, dang, now do I change the time and send another message? Or do I just adjust my schedule? Because they said cool. They were cool at that time.
Yeah, the other day I texted a guy, and I texted him what I texted about him to somebody else. You know, so I was like, yeah, dude, we got this guy all wrapped up. It's good, man. We're all good. And I sent it to him. I'm like, oh, geez.
Uh-oh. Yeah, screwed wrong that person. Sorry about that. All right. Coming up next, we got big news if you're a Dodgers fan. And don't forget, Jerry Hairston Jr. is going to join us at 5 o'clock from Sportsnet LA. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Tonight, LZ and Cap with you here on 710 ESPN. Happy Friday to everybody. Our buddy Jerry Hairston Jr. from Sportsnet LA going to join us in about 15 minutes, talk some Dodger baseball with him. I want to do some Dodgers here as well. But, Greg, we have a poll up, right? When we were talking about Blake, we were talking earlier about Blake taking some of your calls as well at 877-710-ESPN. The question here is, at ESPN Los Angeles, Laker or Clipper fans, would you care to have Blake Griffin on your team? And the four answers are Lakers fans, I care. Lakers fans, I don't care. Clippers fans, I care. Clippers fans, don't care. And right now, the leader in the clubhouse is Laker fans, don't care, 59.5%. So, 59.5%.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it's early, though. We'll see what the returns look like.
And this poll is brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you ever injured an accident, please call Sweet James Accident Attorneys, available 24/7. Visit sweetjames.com.
So, the Dodgers... looks like there's some good news with the Dodgers, perhaps. We talked about this a little bit, about how there could be fans in the stands, right, which would be great news for everybody involved. So here's what the Dodgers issued today from our pal Stan Kasten. He says, on behalf of the Dodger organization and its fans, we want to express our sincere appreciation and gratitude to Governor Newsom, his staff, and the many others who have worked tirelessly to see these revised guidelines, which provide a blueprint for California outdoor sports venues to reopen to fans. Like the governor, we're optimistic that California will continue to make progress in the fight against COVID-19 and host fans to start the season. Safety is paramount. The Dodgers continue to work with local offices and officials, and of course, Major League Baseball to finalize protocols to protect players, fans, and staff. So this is big news, I think, Scott. Like, we have talked about the possibility of it. This is an actual statement by the team, which makes me feel really good about fans being able to go to Dodger Stadium and watch baseball this year.
Yeah, and I think that there's even a bigger story here, which is that if Major League Baseball in California, you know, L.A., San Diego, Anaheim, and Oakland and San Fran, I mean, if ballparks are going to open for whatever percentage it is, that's the beginning, in my opinion, of the world coming, sports fans, world coming back to some form of normalcy, because here's what's going to happen next. Then you got to figure before long, some level, maybe we'll get into Staples Center. Other sports venues, like for me, I think about Santa Anita or Del Mar, the Breeders' Cup. I know this is like my own world, but what I'm saying is that I think, LZ, this is my thought on fans coming back. It's the beginning. Like the world maybe is starting to come back. People are getting vaccinated, and now outdoor venues, let's put people back in the stands. Let's get back to life.
Well, you know, whatever the science is, I'm glad that we are following it.
Yes.
And if the science has led us to this point, that is tremendous news just on a humanity level. You know, not just LA, not just California, not just America. The entire planet basically has been in quarantine and starting and stopping and having our economies turned upside down and loved ones and the whole nine. So if the science has gotten us to this point in California, that is fantastic news for the planet. With that all being said, selfishly, I just want to thank these guys for winning that championship.
Yeah. That's true.
We've been talking about the parades and whether or not they can be, you know, where they can be and, you know, can we do it in the water and all this other stuff. Can we just first start with just saying thank you?
Yeah, yeah. Just being able to see them and let them feel and feel the appreciation.
Yeah, absolutely. So my mind is right there first and foremost. If the science has gotten us here, that is amazing news for everyone on the planet. And selfishly, we get a chance in LA to tell this team, thank you for gutting it out, for fighting the pandemic, for dealing with the pseudo bubbles, for coming back from 3-1 down against a very talented Braves squad. You know, just thank you, Dave Roberts, for enduring all of our boos and chastising. Yeah, right. And thank you, Kershaw, for all the things, including the stuff that I've done and said about you. And I just want to be able to say thank you.
Right.
Yeah, because I don't know if you guys heard last night. I don't know if you guys stuck around, but, you know, Jeannie Buss was on last night with Travis and Slee. And the one thing that she said that I thought was really interesting was, it doesn't even feel like we won the championship because there was never the celebration. There was never the thank you, like you're saying, LZ, or the congratulations, or vice versa from the organization to the fan base, which is thank you guys. And so for Jeannie to say last night here on 710, it doesn't even feel like we won it. I got to think for the Dodger players and those that are on the inside, same thing, right? They won it in Dallas. And then that night, Clayton Kershaw drove home, you know? Yeah. So, I mean,
well,
to his home. Right. Literally drove home. Yeah.
Where Matt Stafford was waiting and says, what do you think? Should I come?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I do think though, that the bigger issue here is that if, and to your point, if the science is saying it's okay and we get to this particular tier and this percentage of people, you know, let's go. I would ask this question. Would you go? Because if the whole world is not yet vaccinated, I personally would go. I'd wear a mask. I'd go. I'm happy to go. But I don't know that everybody else will. I think a lot of people are still waiting. I was talking to Mason about this yesterday. He's like, nope, I'm waiting 28 days until I get that second vaccine. I'm like, you know, most science says that the first shot, the antibodies are then in your bloodstream, in your body, and you're pretty much good. It's that second shot that's just that last little layer. It's like, nope, I'm not going out until I get the second shot.
I don't blame him for that. I mean, that's how he feels. And
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Listen, that is a conversation like deep into the woods of people's choices and rationales and all of that.
Right. How risk averse are you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But for me, and I have been fortunate enough to get one shot, for me, I probably would have felt comfortable with the parameters that appear to have been set with just my masks.
Right.
You know, given what they were saying in terms of how you're going to be properly distanced. Yeah. And, you know, we're careful anyway, right? Some of us have already been on planes, you know, obviously back and forth to the store, not trying to minimize those who have been hurt or who have lost their lives, but saying many of us are functioning in a similar environment that the Dodgers are proposing anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
with our
right.
Masks.
That's exactly right. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, you know, aren't I really already living that anyway? The places I go, the things I do, I don't think I'm being irresponsible and I'm wearing a mask everywhere I'm going. But on the other hand, if you told me there were 10,000 people in Dodger Stadium, I'd be like, okay, I'm okay with that. I'm not vaccinated and I'm wearing a mask. I'm okay with that.
20% capacity. Yeah, or so. Right, exactly. Right. Like, you know, I don't think that I don't think that's that big a deal if the science, to everyone's point, dictates that. So that looks like it's going to be pretty cool. So hopefully everybody can get excited and this can happen and everyone can get a chance, to LZ's point, to say thank you to people. So let me ask you this. Today is National Unplugged Day, which clearly none of us have done because we've been locked in to do a radio show today.
Can't do it.
But will you do it immediately once the show is over today at 7?
Well, I'm planning on watching Coming to America tonight. I have made my Friday night around Coming to America. I am so excited for this movie and so disappointed with what I'm hearing about this movie.
Uh-oh.
So I don't think I have the capability of unplugging. I have a hard enough time putting my phone down for a 45-minute Peloton class, okay?
Really?
Yeah, hard.
Oh, man. See, I don't mind my phone after a while. Like, to me, there's different layers of unplugging. Like, complete unplugging, I think, LZ, you would refer to it as just like, you're going on some, like, island trip, and you ain't even got, like, phone. Like, nobody can even get reception to you, you know? Like, but, like, I think there are layers to it. I think the phone is a big layer for most people.
Certainly is for Greg.
Right, because Greg, when we asked you, you said you were going to do what?
I said I was going to watch WandaVision and Coming to America, like Scott.
Right.
That's TVs don't count.
They do
TVs
count.
They're plugged in.
They're plugged in.
Right. No, technically that's
plugged. They were plugged in before phones were.
Right, that is true. LZ does have a point.
There is an outlet and there is a wire.
But at the same time, like when I want to unwind and I want to unplug.
No, you're conflating unwind with unplug. to justify the flaws in your logic.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, unplugged is a specific definition. Unwind is a different definition.
Yeah, but the part of my unwind is watching TV. So I feel
when we ask you about unplugged, just say, no, dog, I ain't doing that.
Right, exactly.
I'm not doing that. I refuse.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. trying to fit in and then change the definition once we let you in the club.
No, you are not on the list, sir. You cannot pass the velvet rope.
No, and I'm not unplugging either. No,
yeah, me neither.
Yeah, yeah. Can't do it. First of all, I think it is stupid to have Unplugged Day on the same day that WandaVision is finishing and Coming to America is coming out.
Exactly. That was a dumb decision by whoever decided that.
The only thing worse than that than picking a Super Bowl Sunday. Dumb decision. Not going to happen.
No. Why can't we have Super Bowl Saturday?
Right. You need a Wednesday. You want to unplug Wednesday.
I'd even take Saturday. I've had this discussion for years with my guy Stu Gatz from the Levitard Show. He's been nailing this. Think about it. You know, either that or make Monday the national holiday. Everybody's hungover.
That's
right.
Good.
Like, so if you do it Saturday, you already have 2 weeks between the game. Who cares if it's 13 or 14 days?
No, you take Monday off. That you turn Monday into the national holiday so that everybody gets another day off.
But what about the banks? How are you going to cash that money after you went streaking and you gambled and stuff?
Yeah. Right, after you wear that banana hammock and go 90 yards and have Kevin Harlan say, somebody stop that man.
Are you in on Super Bowl Saturday? We'll discuss on the other side. Jerry Hairston's going to join us to talk some Dodgers, and we got what you need to know. Sedano, LZ, Cap, 710 ESPN, back in 2 minutes and 10 seconds.